I had a very, very strict upbringing. I wasn't allowed to listen to music, except for old Elvis Presley and Jimmy Swaggart gospel records.
The cool thing.
I mean, this Jimmy Swaggart thing that's gone on in the last few things is like no big surprise, because I was raised on Jimmy Swaggart religious tapes from when I was 5. We had a reel-to-reel deck, and we bought them all. This just went on, you know, for years and years and years. And then finally, I was, you know, accused of doing drugs and drinking and all this stuff that I wasn't doing. And I was kicked out of my house for not cutting my hair. And it was above my ears at the time. And I was 16. And, you know, and at that point, I just said, well, if I'm going to be accused of all these things, I might as well find out what they're all about. And, you know, and so I just, you know, maybe I got on the wrong track, but I seem to have pulled it together somewhat on my own. And it took a long time, and it's still, even to this day, I still have to deal with, you know, coming to grips with certain things that happened during my childhood and certain things I wasn't allowed to do and allowed to hear and everything like that. So I'm still exploring every field of music I possibly can.